Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Kara DeFalco.
Our next guest is a world-renowned psychic healer, respected spiritual teacher, and dynamic animated speaker who receives and deciphers messages from the other side to help improve our present lives. He is here to provide some insight and a look ahead to 2017. It is great to say hello to Vincent Jenna. Vincent, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Ed and Kara, for inviting me. It's great to be here.
This is wonderful. We've always wanted to do something like this and always have somebody with your abilities on the show. Tell us a little first about how you first discovered that you had this ability.
Well, it wasn't that I discovered it. It just happened upon me. It was thrust upon me like a tsunami wave.
Wow.
Yes, Al was right. I was 28 years old. I had a dear friend whose life was falling apart.
Oh.
I didn't know how to help him, and I literally was begging for help to be able to help him.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a very tormented youth, and the interesting thing is this gentleman was one of my greatest tormentors in my youth in school, and then he became a dear friend of mine. So given the past that I had no idea this was going to happen to me, and within a week of asking for that help, it was definitely a Steven Spielberg, Cecil B. DeMille type of movie that happened to me, and all of a sudden I'm getting this information, I'm becoming psychic, I'm reading minds, I'm seeing dead people, my wife wants to lock me up.
Wow.
All at the same time. It was crazy, Ed, it was crazy. I see why it happened that way, and it was so profound, I couldn't ignore it. And so that's why I wound up turning to those tools. I used to be a professional singer, actor, and dancer, and all I wanted to do was to just perform in movies and, mm-hmm. and TV and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't care about psychic stuff. I mean, that was woo-woo crazy stuff from California. You know what I mean?
But you feel yourself being pulled in this direction, that you have this ability, that you have this talent, so you have to share it with the world.
Absolutely. I felt it to be a mission. And the interesting thing is, from the tormented youth that I had, I knew exactly what it was to feel a lack of self-esteem, self-love, self-belief, mm-hmm. none of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was so ripped away from me.
Right.
So using these gifts, I found the complete passion and need to empower people to believe in themselves. And so that's what I've been doing for the past 33 years now.
Wow. The biggest topic of 2016 and probably going into 2017 is politics and government.
No.
What do you see happening in our great country?
Everybody moving to Canada.
And you know, they're building a wall of snow.
I know,
right now.
They've got it, I think it's 20 feet high.
Yeah, I was going to say, everyone's worried about Trump's wall. The Canadians are like, they'll never notice us doing this.
And with my last comment, the wall just got 10 feet taller. So, you
yes,
know.
It did.
Oh,
it did.
My.
But luckily, I met some really beautiful people from Canada last night at a party, and they all invited us to come home.
Oh, good. I'm glad. They're so nice, those Canadians.
Okay, so here's the thing, and
okay.
I really hate to be a Debbie Downer, because I don't mean to be as a psychic. There is always positive things that are going to be going on,
right.
And positive things will come from this, but it's going to be complete chaos, okay?
Uh-huh.
Governmentally,
okay.
Nothing will be the same. Things are changing all over the place. All of that structure and all, you know, we get a certain amount of stability with our government. It's one of the things that keeps the citizens of the United States at rest and peace and calm. Yes, we develop anger. Yes, my taxes went up. Yes, my health insurance is ridiculous. But in actuality, everything is stable, which is why we can remain to live here. It's not going to be that way anymore. And it's being done actually intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
So universally, there's a spiritual aspect that's going on. This is the way I liken it. Did you ever see the old miners panning for gold?
Yes.
They take the pan, they scoop up some debris in the water, right? Mm-hmm. And they're shaking the pan until the gold nuggets rise to the surface.
Yes.
Okay? Well, just envision that same idea, except there's a screen on the bottom, and all of the gold nuggets are falling out of the bottom, and all the debris and the rock and the wasted stuff is being left on top. So that way the miner can throw it all away. That's what's happening.
Wait.
All of the
wow.
garbage of all of the people, the negativity, the prejudice, the angers are all being brought to the surface so everybody can see it so it can be thrown away. So there's actually going to be some miraculous things taking place and things happening governmentally that we would never, ever expect to happen in the United States. So people should not be afraid of Trump being a president, because I do not believe that will be for long.
Wow. Really?
It's a turnover. Unfortunately, all of this negativity affects the earth tremendously.
That was going to be my next question, because I know I saw a couple of things that you had mentioned about natural disasters across the world. And
horrible natural disasters.
That's something near and dear to my heart. I'm a very, environmentally conscious person, so I'd hate to, Sandy hit for us in the Northeast, I looked at everybody and I was like, if that didn't wake you up, I'm really not sure what else it's going to take.
No, and look at the floods we had. We are causing all of that. So you're going to see those natural floods and disasters and earthquakes and fires, because the negativity has to go somewhere. I mean, it's scientific. Once energy is directed, it cannot be destroyed. It can only be redirected. And the only way to redirect negative energy is with positive energy. Mm. And so we've got to turn this around. But you're going to see in 2017 much more disasters, unfortunately. It does take a building to fall on us before we come together as beings.
Couple of natural disasters that you mentioned here in the United States. You mentioned the Mississippi is going to flood over, the levees are going to rupture, and internationally you bring up that there will be a flood in Japan or an earthquake or some other major disaster there.
Yes, I'm absolutely feeling that. You see, we think that because we're over here and, oh goodness, we don't have things like that and big giant tidal waves and stuff like that, it doesn't matter. We affect all parts of the world. Mm-hmm. And what happens here, because we're all connected, this earth is connected. Here, let me tell you something interesting. Mm-hmm. Being an animal communicator, I actually recently did a reading with Coco, the sign languaging gorilla.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. Coco put out a video last year about how man is stupid because he's affecting the earth, all right? And we have to change quickly. The animals here, the purpose of Coco is actually to communicate the earth changes that are going on because of what we are causing.
Really?
Coco told me, he said, man is not part of the earth. The animals are, the plants are, the trees are. It says when a plant dies, when an animal dies, part of the earth dies. When man dies, the earth doesn't die. So he was trying to tell me that man comes from space, from the celestial plane. That's why we have dominion over it, because we are separated from it. Eventually, we're not going to incarnate on the earth anymore. Not because it's destroyed, because we won't need to. So we are separated, though our energy affects it. Everybody wants to say earth energy and human energy are the same. That's what the shamans always believed and the Indians believed.
Right.
But they're incorrect with that. There is a separation. We have dominion over it because we were created as spirits and souls way before this planet and the universes were created. So Coco is trying to tell me you don't understand the devastation you are causing the earth because of all your negativity. And he wasn't saying just because of environmental things that you're doing. Your feelings, your angers, your fighting each other are destroying and killing us. Mm-hmm. And now I got to tell you, this is amazing. Our pets are a prime example. Our pets are dying of horrible diseases. Dogs get cancers and this and that, and it's because they're absorbing their owner's energy. They're not dying of cancer out in the wilderness, not at all. They're doing that in our homes.
No, you're right.
Because they're absorbing it. So the trees, the plants, the ground of your home is absorbing all that negative energy, and people don't understand how powerful we are. So this is why we're creating this right now. If we don't turn this around, if we do not turn this around, we will have no option but to be helping each other because of all the devastation.
Vincent, what can people do for themselves within their own four walls to create positive energy?
Everything that's been happening in the world today and in the United States is an example of what's going on internally inside every person.
Person.
The way you heal the world, the planet, and everybody else is by healing yourself. You don't even need to just set up your home. That's all wonderful and great, and use aromatherapy and the right crystals and the candles. But if you don't go internally and start dealing with the nonsense that's in there, the pains of our stories from our youth. Go within. Acknowledge those negativities with inside of you. That's what's manifesting the garbage in your life.
All right, we are coming up on a station break all across the network that we have to hit. But this is a fascinating conversation. We are going to hold Vincent over for another segment and talk more about 2017. Stay with us. I'm Ed Kalenge along with Kara DeFalco. And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Think Green. Harrison with you. The actual sounds planets make as charged electromagnetic particles from solar winds bounce back to Earth, affecting our weather and communications from 2.8 million miles away. We've relied on the Mars Climate Orbiter to give our scientists a greater understanding of how natural forces work on our own planet. The Romans named Mars for their god of war, and human sacrifice was thought the only way to make Mars happy. Now we think Mars was once pummeled by floods and living water. But now we're sure life did exist as we look to rescue Earth through understanding its neighbors.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Follow your passion is bad advice, says William McCaskill, an ethicist at Oxford and Princeton.
Instead, he suggests, do something valuable. Research shows you'll be happier at work if what you do makes a difference in the lives of others.
Further research shows that the bigger the difference you feel you make, the better you'll perform. Better performance, of course, likely leads to better pay.
So where do you start? Stop trying to find yourself. It's too abstract. Stop fighting for money, fame, power, and status. There's too much competition. Instead, find a problem you can solve.
Then people will help you as you make a difference in the lives of others. That's big success.
Find big success at biggsuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.